What if we changed the way we thought about traffic crashes? Instead of calling them accidents, they're preventable incidents for which system designers and users accept responsibility.
It takes culture changes in different ways to really to bring this number down.
That's Raymond Lai from the McLean County Regional Planning Commission. I'm Brian Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, March 18th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with an effort to make it safer to move around McLean County. Since 2005, over 170 people have died in traffic crashes here. That's 12 people every year. Now the McLean County Regional Planning Commission has drafted an action plan to reduce fatalities called Go Safe. Its most ambitious goal is zero fatalities or life-changing injuries from crashes in McLean County by 2030. Go Safe focuses on long-term infrastructure and looks to federal and state funding to pay for it. Planning Commission Executive Director Raymond Lai says it depends on funding and the needs of McLean County when it comes to the government deciding what gets fixed first.
For specific types of striping or different ways to enhance the safety and or collaboration, you know, among different entities.
Lai says fixing aging infrastructure will not be cheap, but the Go Safe Action Plan wants to take an incremental approach. Calls for updating crosswalk striping on public roads, commercial driveways, and parking facilities in the next 2 years. Lai says getting it done is going to be a community-wide effort.
Cultural change, as we talk about, also is important. You know, that how we can avoid those accidents or those injuries that can be minimized.
94% of pedestrian and cyclist collisions result in injury. 19% involve fatal or incapacitating injuries. Lai says the plan tries to address safety by sharing testimonials of close calls and incidents in digital and print media. There will be 3 Zoom meetings held to collect public comments on the plan. First is this Saturday at 10 a.m. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County has reached its highest number of active COVID cases in nearly a month, while hospitalizations remain largely stable. Our testing positivity rate ticked up slightly to 2.9%, the highest it's been in 3 weeks. District 87 school board candidate Fitzgerald Samdi says he's offended and disgusted by social media posts from former candidate John Reed. Samdi says he's embarrassed he didn't know more about Reed's background before allying with him during the campaign. A man has been arrested for allegedly killing his ex-wife's parents and shooting out windows at his ex-wife's house in Sheridan, Illinois, about an hour and a half north of Bloomington Normal in LaSalle County. And Jeff Jackson has been named the new commissioner of the Missouri Valley Conference, in which ISU Athletics competes. Jackson comes to the Valley after spending the last 7 years as an administrator in the Big 12 and Big South conferences. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The trucks that deliver packages to your house, your apartment, or your office might soon be running on batteries. Companies like FedEx and Amazon are going electric with the help of EV startups like Rivian. Here's NPR's Camilla Domonoski.
It's a familiar sight and sound. The vans and trucks loaded up with boxes, dropping off our Amazon orders and meal kits and mail order wine. But in the years to come, those deliveries might sound a little different. That's the sound, or lack thereof, of a battery-powered FedEx delivery. Electric vehicles are famously very quiet. Right now, vehicles like these are a small fraction of FedEx's fleet.
But I think we've just now started to reach the inflection point for scalability.
Mitch Jackson is the head of sustainability at FedEx, and when he talks about scalability, he means scaling all the way up. FedEx recently pledged to replace its entire pickup and delivery fleet with electric vehicles. These are the trucks and vans that drop off packages at doors, not the long-haul trucks. It's easier for these vehicles to go electric. They travel shorter distances, from a warehouse to your home rather than across the country. As for charging,
if you think about it, our vehicles operate throughout the day, picking up and delivering our customers' goods. And in the evening, they come back to our stations, and they'll be parked there overnight.
Plenty of charging time. Jackson says going electric will fight climate change and also serve the bottom line. Electric vehicles still cost a lot up front, but they save on fuel, and the motors are much simpler, which means fewer things to break, which means lower maintenance costs.
That experience that we've had over the last decade with respect to electric vehicles, not only did they have high operational efficiency and performance, but they were also cheaper to operate as well.
It's not just FedEx coming to this conclusion. UPS ordered 10,000 electric delivery vehicles. Amazon is buying 100,000. DHL says nearly a fifth of its fleet is zero emissions already. The U.S. Postal Service is starting with 10% of its fleet. And some lawmakers want to see it shift faster. All this demand has caught automakers' attention. A few months ago, General Motors had a keynote speech at CES, the tech conference that's usually focused on whiz-bang innovations like flying cars and robots. But GM Vice President Pam Fletcher stood in front of a much less glamorous delivery truck.
Moving goods more efficiently to help reduce congestion and lower emissions, helping electrify an industry.
It may not be a whiz-bang gadget, but GM is seeing dollar signs. CEO Mary Barra told investors that electric commercial vehicles could be a $60 billion market in a decade. This focus on electrifying commercial vehicles, it's a big shift. Jane Lin is a professor at the University of Chicago. She says most efforts to cut carbon from transportation have focused on passenger cars, but you can have a bigger impact for each individual truck that goes electric.
Trucks are much dirtier vehicles, much less efficient.
And Lynn says now is the time to tackle those emissions, because otherwise, gas and diesel delivery trucks will just contribute more and more to climate change.
Everybody has gone online to do online shopping, and I don't think that's going to go away after the pandemic. And so what that means is now you're going to see a lot more of these delivery vehicles, you know, roaming around in the city.
But maybe a decade from now, more of those vehicles you see will be electric. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
Before we let you go, WGLT will host a forum for candidates running for Heartland Community College's board. You could watch live tonight on our Facebook page. We'll also air a recording of the forum next Tuesday night at 6. That is it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at cira.com.